Good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you. Welcome to worship at Wilmslow Methodist Church on this not too bright day, but we have unforced joy in our hearts at this time of year, regardless of the weather. We welcome and greet our friends at Carr's Court and those who will listen to the recording of this service, and we welcome Mary once again to lead our worship. I would like to thank you, all those who supported the food link, which has been a marvellous response over this last few weeks. And then looking ahead, this evening at 7:30 we have the United Carol service with our friends from the United Reformed Church joining us for that at 7:30. So full augmented choir and I hope a full augmented congregation to join in. And then tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, a short service, but fun for the children in making Christingle. So we have the Christingle service at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Christmas morning service at 10:30, and then worship again as usual on Sunday following. And I'm reliably informed by the person who's leading that worship. It's me. That it will be a family-friendly service. So we do need all the best singers, dancers, and readers for that service. So looking forward to seeing more young people there for the service next Sunday too. So let's begin with our Advent liturgy on this fourth Sunday in Advent. I'm going to welcome Amanda and Courtney, who are going to help us by reading our liturgy.
We long for the presence of Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Love coming to earth to live among us, full of grace and truth.
Do not be afraid. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people.
Christ shine in your hearts today.
Thank you very much. We have our four Advent candles lit, and now let's enjoy a carol service with Mary. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. It is indeed a joy to be with you once again. My subject this morning is angels. So many angels feature in the Christmas story. And angels are God's secret agents. They have so much to work in support of God. Now, there's one particular angel who's very much involved in the Christmas story. Can you think of the name? Yes. Oh, and as it happens, we happen to have the angel Gabriel with us this morning. Oh. Hello, my name's Gabriel. Some people call me Gabby for short, and others call me Gobby, because I do rather like to talk. But I think talking is very, very important for an angel whose speciality job is taking messages. So God uses me to take messages. But of course I have to hear from him as to what they are. That must be him now. Oh my God, it's you. Thank you for calling. Yes, this is Gabriel. Yes, I had a most successful mission to the temple. Yes, I saw Zachariah in the temple, but you didn't tell me he was hard of hearing. I had to shout with my biggest booming voice. And all the people outside could hear the noise, but they didn't know what it was about. Well, I delivered the message, but he didn't believe a word of it. He didn't believe that his very old wife could be the mother of a child. Anyway, I think it was a good plan to strike him dumb. Because had he gone out and told the people what the noise was all about, they might have thought that he was daft as well as deaf. So he can't speak. But he knows that you have a plan for his son to be the one to prepare the way for the Lord. Yes. Yes. Oh, and now you have another task for me. I have to gather together the angels from heaven and all around the world for these most momentous events in history. Yes, I'll gather the angels from the realms of glory. Goodbye, I'll report back to you. Bye, Your Most Holiness. So now we're going to just sing just one verse from Angels from the Realm of Glory, first verse and the chorus. Then we'll remain standing for a short prayer, and then we will sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I didn't have any trouble choosing carols with angels in, because nearly everyone's got them. Let's sing. Father, we thank you that we are free to come and worship, not just worship Christ the newborn King, but worship the one who grew to be the Saviour of the world. And we give glory to your name and pray that you might enable us to set aside all the things that are on our minds at this busy time and focus on you. Oh, let us worship. Amen. So now we will continue singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Amen. absolutely delighted coming in this morning to see all the angels in the church this morning. Did you notice the one made out of bubble wrap as you came in? And angels in the nativity scene there. And at the back, a whole board full of angels. You'll have to have a good look at those at the end. Angels flying. Nobody knows how many myriads of angels there are, but there are a finite number. There won't be any more, and there won't be any less, because angels are immortal. They were created before human beings, and they will never die. They serve God and do his bidding. And here's the angel Gabriel again. Hello, Angel Gabriel here. You have another mission for me? Yes. Yes, I've gathered all the angels. They're waiting to... they've been rehearsing the new song you've been singing them, teaching them. And now you want me to go to a young girl and tell her that she is going to be the mother of the Saviour of the world. She's specially chosen and favoured. Yes, Nazareth, you say? That's a strange place. And now we're going to sing a song based on Mary's reaction to seeing the angel. No, we're having the reading next, sorry. I'm not looking at my order of service. We'll have the reading about the angel visiting Mary. Thank you.
The first reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 45 and verse 56. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and wondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there will be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord. And Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home.
And now we will sing a hymn song based on the words of Mary's reaction to that angel. Tell out, my soul, the greatness of the Lord. To get on really, really well with my mother-in-law, who was a lovely Christian, and she loved arts and crafts. She made hundreds, if not thousands, of angels. The particular design she did was this, that sold at church fairs, and all. She just sat and made hundreds of them. She was hard of hearing, but she loved to make crafts, and she made the one that's there, which is one that I treasure amongst many of the angels that I inherited. But sadly, some of them got a bit squashed. In fact, I might give it a new body and wings, but because it's got such a lovely face. But really, at the moment, it's only fit to be a fallen angel. And I'm very pleased as well to have a good relationship with my daughter-in-law, who's here this morning, Tiffany, and my granddaughter, Kitty. So that's lovely they've come this morning. But I've been thinking about this relationship between Elizabeth and Mary, the older woman with the younger woman, and how when they were both pregnant, they spent time together. They enjoyed each other's company. And Elizabeth, the older woman, said she was so privileged to have the young Mary come and visit her, the mother of her Lord. And the Holy Spirit filled her and even baby John within the womb. So it is very special to have a relationship going down the ages. And we've just sung from children's children and forevermore. And here we are 2,000 years later, having heard this good news from those who have gone before. And now the children are going to lead us for their own activities. I'll just say a little prayer for them. Stop where you are. I should have said a prayer for them. Yes. Heavenly Father, be with those who are now going to their own activities, and may they have a lovely time together and learn something more of Jesus. Amen. And now we'll take up the offering. Father, we thank you for your many gifts to us. We thank you for your provision for us years ago. Amen. Hello, Gabriel here. Oh yes, Mary was a delight. Yes, you've chosen so well, Lord. Ah, oh, but Joseph's in trouble. He knows she's pregnant, and he knows this baby is not hers. He's in trouble. Okay. The best thing to do is to go to him while he's asleep and tell him to go ahead and marry Mary, because he is the son, your son. Yes, I'm on my way. Thank you, Lord. And now we'll have the reading of that.
The reading today comes from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. The angel visits Joseph. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Luke, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Amen.
So now we'll sing again, number 216. See, let the Lord carry us to Bethlehem to see the baby in a bed of straw. We'd be going to a palace. Okay, whatever is your will, it is our will to do your will, so we will go and sing them this most fine song and tell them to visit the new baby Jesus. So now we'll sing. We've got the next reading, the angels visit the shepherds. Sorry, I should have done this in bigger writing.
Third reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them.
You may have noticed in all these Bible readings so far that meeting an angel has been a frightening experience at first, and the angels have had to say, "Fear not." And of course we do get fearful from time to time, and God says that to us too, "Fear not." It is quite a rare experience for people to see an angel. I don't know anyone personally who's actually seen an angel. But I've had two experiences where I was very much aware of the presence of angels. Now this is, you can take this or leave it, but it's what I felt at the time. And it is some decades ago when I used to go to a Bible study led by the curate of the Anglican Church in Bramall, which is called St. Michael's and All Angels. And just a little plug, because I think I should mention that the carol service tomorrow evening on ITV has been recorded in St. Michael's and All Angels. It's a quarter to midnight, so I'm going to record it. But they've got Elfie Bow and the choir that was at the royal wedding, so it should be worth a watch. Anyway, these decades ago, I went to the Bible study, which was led by Reverend Roy Moore, the curate there. And I won't go into what I got wrong, but I did get something really horribly wrong. And I felt so guilty, I felt so wretched, and I didn't know which way to turn. And I felt that I'd got to go and confess to Roy Moore and tell him where I'd slipped up. And I really did feel terrible. I could have just fallen into the ground, really. I just wanted the ground to swallow me up. So I told him, and like I say, it's not worth going into what I'd done wrong. Looking back, it wasn't that bad, but at the time, it really did feel terrible. And he quoted a scripture to me, which I shall never forget. And at the time, I wasn't that familiar with using concordances and whatnot. I could have found it easily now on Google, but anyway. He quoted a scripture, and it took me ages to comb through the Bible and find it, in 1 John, which says, "If our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our hearts." And it was such a comfort to me that he quoted that scripture, and while he was quoting it, another scripture came into my mind, and it was this one: "There is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over the 99 who never go astray." And just as that scripture came into my mind, it was as though there was a whole host of angels I sensed around Roy Moore. and I felt the wonderful release of God's forgiveness, which is such a treasure for each and every one of us. And so now, we all fall short of God's glory. We all make mistakes and get things wrong. But God is gracious. So let us come before him now with a prayer of confession. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know all about us. You see everything. You hear everything. Unlike the angels, which can only be at one place at one time, you know it all. You know the secrets of our hearts. You know where we have fallen short of your glory in thought, in word, and in deed. But we rejoice this morning to know that you are a gracious God who is ready to forgive all, and to cleanse us and to make us more like Jesus Christ. So in that we rejoice and thank you, Lord. Amen. Of course, angels are neither male nor female. They don't have a gender. I nearly said, here she is again, but angels don't have gender. They're neither married nor given in marriage. But here's the angel Gabriel. Oh, Lord, it was glorious to see all the heavenly hosts. They've come back to you safely, I'm sure. Yes, you've got two more jobs for me. Two. Oh, the wise men don't want to go back to King Herod. They need to go back another way, yes. Yes, I think for these men, probably it is best to go to them in a dream. I don't want to give them too much of a shock. And Joseph needs to pack up immediately and escape to Egypt. Speak to him in a dream again? Right. Right away, Lord. By your most holiness. So now we'll have our fourth reading.
Mary, are we going to sing while shepherds watch?
Yes, we will. Do you know? I am. Sorry. How did I miss that? Well, we will sing. I'm sorry. I don't know. I'll have to do it in a big A4. I think I'm really making a mess of my order of service. I think it's putting this hat on and off. It's too much. I had thought of bringing somebody else to bring the angel Gabriel, but she turned me down. Right. Okay. Thank you very much, David, for pointing out that we have missed out to singing while shepherds watched. And what else could you sing? On a morning like this, they're all seated on the ground while shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Thank you.
The angel tells Joseph to move on. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. Now, after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old and under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more. When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Thanks be to God for his word.
Now we will have our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. And we'll begin by sharing in the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now, at this Christmas time, rejoicing that the Saviour was born and is alive with us now. But Lord, we are aware that there is so much that we need to bring before you in prayer. So much simply for ourselves, that we might come to you seeking your comfort in our adversity, with our health problems, with our relationship problems, with our financial problems, and with our sense of loss at those who have died. Be close to each one of us this Christmas time, that you will help us in our difficulty. And Lord, we do pray for those people that we know who are also having difficult times. We pray, Lord, that You will help us in our family relationships. We love our families so much, but help us, Lord, to show that love in the right way. Particularly as we see our family at this time of year. And we bring before you, Lord, those known to us who are going through difficult times at the moment. And Lord, we pray now for our country, which is in turmoil over this Brexit situation. We pray, Lord, that the right way forward will be found. And we pray, Lord, that people will bring this to you in prayer and that you will intervene. And we pray for so many troubled areas around the world. We think of that song that was about Africa. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? Those who are suffering with not enough to eat. We think particularly of the people of Yemen who are on the verge of starvation, where many thousands, if not millions, may die in the coming weeks and months if the blockade is not lifted and the peace treaty is not enacted. We pray, Lord, that it will. There will be peace in that place, and that the innocent women, children, everybody will be able to receive food to stay alive. And Lord, we've just heard this morning that there has been a tsunami again in Indonesia, and over 100 people have already been discovered dead. We pray, Lord, that you will be close to those who are in the rescue services and those who are looking for their loved ones, not knowing whether they have survived this assault. And Lord, we pray for the situation in the Middle East where Donald Trump has proposed removing the troops. And we pray, Lord, for, we're just concerned of the impact this will have and how forces of evil might get the upper hand. So we bring it to you, Lord. We place into your hands those things that we cannot do, knowing that you are the Almighty God, who is able to do more than we can ask or even think of. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus has demonstrated how the world can be changed through his visitation with us, full of grace and truth. And we ask, Lord, that you will intervene in your way, in your time, and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I did say there were two occasions when I had experience of angels, although, like I say, no angels ever visited me or spoken to me as such. But it's quite a few decades ago. And I think it was in this church, but it might have been in Cheadle, because those are the only two churches in the circuit where there's a choir. And I'd chosen for the last hymn on that occasion, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. And the last verse of that hymn is, Angels in the height adore thee, ye behold them face to face. And the choir went into a descant, and the singing was so good, and I just felt the whole church I hope the choir, if any of those who've been in the choir a long time might remember this, but I don't know whether going into a desk count in it. Have you done it? I don't know. But I sensed that the whole church was surrounded by angels joining in, singing. And it was such an experience for me in the final hymn that I could barely stand up at the door. And that's why I'm a bit foggy in my mind as to whether it was here or Cheadle. But I think it was here. There seemed to be a special thing with angels here, I think. You've had your own, was it last year you had an angel festival? Fantastic. So we'll sing our final song now, which is It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. One more thing I want to say about angels and this church, and I know we untimely sang While Shepherds Watch, but I noticed for the first time that it said spake the seraph and forthwith. Well, when you read the Bible, it doesn't mention seraphs at all there. In fact, seraphs are only mentioned once in the Bible, which is in Ezekiel chapter 10. And here comes the connection with this church. In Ezekiel chapter 10, they describe the seraphs. And I've got that wrong as well. They are cherubim in Ezekiel chapter 10. The seraphs are in Isaiah chapter 6. You know, when they're reading that, I think I hear so many times where Isaiah was in the temple and he saw the seraphs. And the seraphs had four faces, and here they are in your windows. The lion. What is it on that window? What is the creature in that window? I can't see. No, it's not an angel. It might be a man. Is that an ox?
They're on the board here.
And what is that one? An eagle. So it's an eagle, an ox, a lion, and a man. And the angels in Isaiah chapter 6 have four faces of an ox, a lion, an eagle, and a man. The lion is the king of the jungle, the highest order of wild animals. The eagle is the highest flying bird, the most glorious bird. The ox is the head of the domesticated animals, and the man is the crowning creation of God on earth. And in the Middle Ages, these were lined up with the four Gospels. So you've got them there, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. So I did just want to mention that. I'm sorry for all the things I've got wrong this morning. I'm very glad I came a month ago, because I don't think I got anything wrong then. I can't remember it, but anyway, I'm sorry for all the things I got wrong, but I know you're very forgiving. And I thought it would be just nice this morning. I know that many will, may well come again tonight or to the Christingle or on Christmas morning. But I just thought for some of us, you might not see each other before Christmas again. So I thought it'd be just nice with the people around just to wish one another a happy Christmas, and then we'll share in the grace together. So I'll wish you a happy Christmas. I hope you have a very lovely time.
Thank you, thank you.
Are you going to be at home?
Yeah, we're just staying.
Very nice. So now let's share in the grace together. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.